Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. First and foremost, if you're a long-term follower of my channel, you might have noticed that I've been very inactive recently making new videos, and there is a perfectly good explanation for this. Back in early spring, we found out that 9 Americans from my family in Alabama and Texas are making their way to Poland in July. That's just weeks away. And for many of them, it will be their very first time over. And if you're anything like we are, the trip planning and our home must be perfect for them. So that's what I've been up to lately, a lot of work. Sorry for the inconvenience, my dear viewers, life. But with my beloved family coming, I went into overdrive with plans to show them the best Poland has to offer. And today I'd like to share with you the same reasons, 10 reasons why anyone who has never visited Poland before definitely should. Let's get right into it. Reason number one, vacation variety. A lot of folks who aren't familiar with Poland might be tempted to think it's a relatively small country, especially when you compare its size to countries like the United States or Brazil. But even with Poland being slightly smaller than my home state of Texas, it has never felt tiny to me. Here in Poland, it seems there's always something new to explore, and you will find everything you need to spend quality time during your vacation here, from gorgeous mountains and endless forests all the way up to countless charming seaside destinations. You cannot and will not be bored in Poland. Let's dive deeper into some of these examples, and I will prove it to you in the upcoming points. Reason number two, gorgeous mountains. Almost the entire south of Poland is lined with beautiful mountain ranges. Among them, the most popular and beautiful are the Tatra Mountains, at least in my opinion. And did you know the Tatras are the highest mountain range in the Carpathian Mountains? If you're not familiar with the Carpathians, it's a large mountain range stretching across Central and Eastern Europe. The Tatras are wild and raw and feature some pretty good ski resorts in the winter as well. Hiking the Tatras does require some good physical condition, but your effort will be rewarded with spectacular views just like this one. And after a long day's hike, relax in one of Poland's hotspot cities in the Tatras, Zakopane. You cannot and must not leave Poland without seeing Zakopane. But of course, it's not just the Tatras, as there are many more mountain ranges worth visiting in Poland. Take a look, for example, at the Bieszczady Mountains and the Stołowe Mountains. Wherever you go, you will find tranquility, clean air, and amazing views. Without a doubt, the variety of mountains is one of the main reasons why you should visit this lovely country. Reason number three, Poland's beautiful seaside. The Polish coastline is 770 kilometers long. That's about 450 miles long. Although I have to confess that the water is quite cold up there, you will find plenty of things to do with some charming towns to visit. For starters, we have the Tri-City, an agglomeration of 3 coastal cities, Gdańsk, the capital of the Pomeranian Voivodeship, Gdynia, and Sopot. There you will find magnificent old towns and marinas where boats and yachts dock almost all year long. When it comes to the Tri-City, places worth visiting include the Gdańsk Old Town itself, the beach and pier in Sopot, which is the longest wooden pier in Europe, by the way, Kosciuszko Square in Gdynia, and Kamienna Góra, Stone Mountain in Gdynia, just to name a few. Oh, and I made a video in the past about the Polish seaside. Check out the link in my description if you're curious to watch that one and you haven't watched it. Reason number four is one of my favorites, Poland's living history. The history of Poland begins with the reign of the first historical ruler, Mieszko I, who was baptized in 966. Poland has tons of historical sites and buildings that you simply must see. A few examples. The Wawel Cathedral in Kraków, which is the resting place for over 10 Polish kings. The Kraków Old Town and Sukiennice, the largest market square in medieval Europe. The Royal Castle in Warsaw, a royal residence that served throughout the centuries as the official home of several Polish monarchs. The Castle of the Teutonic Order in Malbork, which is the largest castle in the world in terms of surface area and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And finally, the Wieliczka salt mine. Its history dates back to the Middle Ages. But there's so much more. And yes, if you're wondering, I'm taking my family to see nearly all of it. If you are interested in experiencing a history that spans over a millennium, Poland is your best bet. Reason number five, endless forests. There are over 20 national parks in Poland. Many of them feature beautiful views and breathtaking natural structures. The best known national park in Poland is the Białowieża Forest, just right here under Białystok. It is a UNESCO Heritage Site as well. You will find this forest on the Polish-Belarus border. This forest has a total area of 140,000 hectares, that's about 350,000 acres, and is home to the largest population of the iconic Polish species, the European bison. Check out this picture here. Reason number six, beautiful and colorful towns and cities. Polish towns and cities are vibrant and colorful. You will find everything you need here, from large metropolises like Warsaw, of course, to charming old towns with original architecture and eye-catching colors. Just have a look at this photo snapped in the old town of Zamość. And I'd like to also point out from personal experience that every city offers something to see and explore. So you may be wondering, which cities to see first? Which should we hit first? I'd personally start with Warsaw, Kraków, and Wrocław, also Poznan in that order. Also go up to the Tri-City. If you'd like to see some older towns, go to Toruń, Kazimierz Dolny, Chełmno, and Zamość. Reason number seven, Polish cuisine. There is simply no question. Poles know how to eat and they know how to cook. Polish cuisine is appreciated all over the world. If you'd like to taste real traditional Polish meals, start with pierogis. Pierogi. Frequently referred to as dumplings, they can be filled with many different types of stuffings, from curd cheese to meat and blueberries. Polish dumplings are typically served fried or boiled. Next up, gołąbki. In essence, these are cabbage leaves boiled and stuffed with meat filling, frequently with rice, and they are cooked and served in a delicious tomato sauce. When they are prepared properly, they are absolutely fantastic, perfectly filling and packed with flavor. Then we have to mention bigos. Many people consider bigos a primary dish in traditional Polish cuisine. It's rather easy to make, but time-consuming, as it takes at least several hours to make it. Bigos consists of cabbage, sauerkraut to be exact, and meat, usually sausage. There are also some additives such as mushrooms, prunes, onions, and spices. My favorite soup in the world, żurek. One of the hallmarks of Polish cuisine, żurek is a sour rice soup served with potatoes, sausage, or an egg. Sometimes it's served in a hollowed out bread loaf and it's really tasty that way. For my last food on the list, I can't fail to mention kotlet schabowy. It's a dish kind of like schnitzel, but as an American, I always look at it as a chicken fried piece of pork or chicken cutlet with tasty Polish seasoning. A traditional kotlet schabowy is a pork chop coated in breading consisting of egg or breadcrumbs, and it is fabulous. It is a typical Sunday dish here. Kotlet schabowy. Next up, reason number eight, Polish hospitality. Poles have a saying, gość w dom, Bóg w dom, which can be translated to, when a guest is coming into the house, it's like God is entering the house. Polish hospitality is world famous, and that's true. Poles love having guests over. Visit a Polish home and you'll have to redefine your definition of hospitality. I feel like a bona fide king when I'm a guest at someone's house. I always have, and I think I always will. I mean, they just go so far above and beyond what they have to in being hospitable, and it makes for an unforgettably positive experience. I pray that Poles never change in this regard. Reason number nine, Poland is affordable in the eyes of foreign tourists. Poland is still one of the cheapest destinations in Europe. If you make money in US dollars or euros, you will find Polish prices to be relatively low. And it doesn't really matter whether we talk about food, tourist attractions, or accommodation. If you want to travel from city to city, think about using one of the low-cost airlines operating here. My two favorites, primarily Ryanair and Wizz Air. You can frequently find great flight deals, and it can turn out that traveling by plane will be cheaper than just traveling by train or car. Just don't forget that salaries are terribly low in Poland still, so for the average Pole making an average salary, life in Poland is getting increasingly more expensive. It's a little bit scary. Finally, our 10th point, why not invest in Poland? Finally, I'd like to encourage you to discover Poland, not just for traveling purposes, but also for business investment purposes, if that tickles your fancy. When you travel throughout this country, you will quickly notice that Poland is rapidly developing. Everything feels new everywhere. It has made huge strides from what it was and where it was just two decades ago when I got here. And I am so delighted to see Poland's progress. However, obviously, doing business here means tons of translations, and I mean tons. Bureaucracy is still king here. I cannot tell you how many documents I've had to translate just to establish my residency here. And let's not even talk about me getting married. Oh my goodness gracious. I've used a lot of translation services, but I have to recommend my friends over at a company called Aplock Translations. I've personally cooperated with them in the past and find them to be a top-notch translation agency. In fact, Aplock was my main inspiration for making the travel plans for my family's arrival. So thank you, Aplock, for helping me create this awesome list of things here. So, therefore, in closing, when you need help in translation, and you will, just drop Aplock a line and tell them what you need concerning Polish translation, and it will be done quickly, professionally, and effectively. I can promise you that. I'm putting all the contact info to Aplock in my description section. Don't hesitate to contact them. So thank you so much for watching today. I hope this was educational. I love reading your comments. Put anything in the comment section that I might have forgotten, places that Americans ought to see that maybe I just didn't think about. Anybody coming over here? It is an amazing country. Don't forget to subscribe. I need your likes. I need your views. Thank you so much. See you in the next one. Take care.